cheap.
Pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, where high school basketball on tap tonight is it's Jefferson County North hosting our Hillmount Academy. Joseph's producing an engineer in the studio. Tom Couch with you here, and game got a little bit of a late start, but now that it has gotten underway and right out the gate, here come the Chargers with a basketball. JC is going to race this thing down the left side. It's going to be Kareen. He dumps it over to the right. The shot goes up. It's in. It's a plus one. Get the bucket to Lucy Knoll. She's going to chance at a plus one. The foul is going to be on Marshall Mount Academy. First out of the ball into the Lady Ravens. It'll be on Lucy Bradfield. For MHMA, Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody with Lucy Bradfield, Megan Hunley and Caitlin Folsom. For the Lady Chargers, it'll be Gwen Blattner and Karina Johnson. Riley Thompson, Carly Porter, Lucy Knoll. Free throws up. It is no good. And JC in out in front. Down court. Here comes Keckner. Kicks it over to the right side. A little bit of a hint fake. No room. They bring him out on top back into Capri, who led the team in many categories last year. Here's a little fadeaway jump from the left side. It's going to be up and good for MHMA. And that belongs to Lucy. The feed to the middle. 14-footer. Knocking it down. Two more for the Lady Chargers and Lucy Knoll. So for MHMA, we got Lucy Bradfield. For the Lady Chargers, we got Lucy Knoll. And now JC coming up with a steal. Knoll brings it down the court, trapped in the lane, dumps it over to the left side, skips past it outside the block. Shot is going to be up a little too strong. MHMA coming down with a rebound. It is a 10-6 lead right now for the home team, and we're going to get a Marshall Mount Academy timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break at 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jefferson County North 10, the Lady Ravens 6.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Good to have you along. Jefferson County North and home at home wipes with Kelly Green, lettering and trim. MHMA in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. Left side is going to go to Hannah Cody. Back on the top, it'll come to Keckner. Pivots with the left foot. Starts to drive to the right. Cuts back to the left. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks it back over to Cody. Many steps as she goes in, and there's your travel. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. And again, I have intimated this with you as the season has started, and it certainly it is very young, but we are seeing more travels being called this season than we have in recent seasons of the past. Against the MHMA full court press, Jefferson County North will bring this ball into the forecourt, leading it 10-6. Top side with it, it's going to be Emery Hernandez. Now Hernandez will lose the ball. It's going to be picked up, stolen. Here comes Cody, rumbling up the court, kicks over to underneath. Keckner all alone, misses the uncontested point-blank layup. Rebound coming back the other way to MHMA, or rather to JCN. Chargers will take it from right to left across your dial here in the first half. Baseline turnaround shot, going to miss. Keckner's going to come down with the rebound. She does the rebounding. She brings it up the court, and she's going to shoot the ball a little bit with 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side for the Ravens. It's going to be Hunley. And the pass across court, thrown away, turned over. Lady Ravens are going to bring Audrey Hill into the game. Audrey, a junior for head coach Luke Knoll. And again, a little pressure for the Lady Ravens on the inbound. Up the court, into the forecourt, going to come Taylor Schrick. Shot from the outside. That's up and good, and that's a three. Count that long-range bucket for Reese Noel. And Jaycean is stretched now to a 13-6 lead. In the middle, it's going to be Folsen over to Audrey. Hill shot deflected. Rebounding it off the floor. Here comes Lucy Noel. Jaycean bringing it up the court. It's a three-on-three. Over to the right side. Taylor goes cross-court. Gets it down to Hernandez. Into the lane. We get whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on the Lady Ravens. It will be on Megan Humley. And it's going to be her first. And that will be Lady Raven team foul two. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 13-6 ball game. Looking in. The ball's going to be brought in. Left wing. Stepping inside the circle. No shot. Bounce pass to the top. Chargers work the perimeter. MHMA in little zone defense. Now swing it back over to the right side. Looking in, no room. Now here's a baseline jump shot, up no good. Offensive rebound is going to be cleared away, and Chargers are going to have it. Now the ball is going to be reached in and knocked away. Kechner slips it, falls to the floor. She's still laying on the court, the backcourt. End up with a basketball. Jaycean coming back with a steal. From the right side, three-point shot, buried. From deep to the right side, it's going to be the second three of the ball game for Jaycean and Reese Noel. And the Chargers have stretched down to a 16-6 lead. Head coach Luke Noel is on his feet. He's looking for a timeout. Capri Kechner now on her feet, but she's going to be brought out of the game, limping to the bench. So for Moorhill Mount Academy, the ball put in play in the backcourt by Cody, and then she will bring it up the floor, bringing it into Audrey Hill. You've got Folsom out there. You've got Lucy Bradfeld. And on the right side of the ball game is going to be the younger Kechner. That's going to be Phoebe. And now turn over to the Lady Ravens down to the baseline. Jaycean will be putting it in play from the backcourt with a 1:40 to go in the opening quarter and a double-digit lead at 16-6. Skip pass is going to come into Taylor. She'll bring it back out. Here's Lucy. Skips it over to the left side. Up with the Chargers is going to be Karina. To the right. A long two. Off the mark. Rebound. Phoebe comes down with a basketball, and we're going to get a Charger foul in the backcourt. Official swings over to the near side, lets us know it's going to be on JCN and Carly Porter picking up her first foul of the game. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with a basketball. Hill has it on top, feeds it to Folsom at a free throw line. No room. Comes back out on top. Hill pivots with the right, goes right. Three-point shot. No. Rebound tipped around, pulled down. Folsom follows up. No. They're going to call a foul. Their shot went up, bounced a couple of times off the rim, but would not go down. And our officials coming over to the near side, letting us know that it is going to be on JCN, and it'll be the first foul of the game for Taylor Schrick. Coming to the line, Caitlin Folsom. Her first free throw, a little wide to the right side. Still a 16-6. Jeff North lead. Folsom moves. Square it up, eye it up, send it on its way, and it hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens, missed. Followed up by the Ravens, missed. Tipped around. Jaycean is going to clear the way. Moorhill Mount Academy with multiple opportunities. Now driving this thing all the way down to the baseline. Kick to the top. Here's a three. Launched off the rim. No. Rebound, Folsom. Caitlin clears it away easily. Outlets it up the court to Cody. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And a foul topside trying to reach in to bat the ball away. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Karina. So Karina Johnson picking up number two, and she will check out. Jaycean is going to bring Gwen Blattner and Riley Thompson back in. Out on top, Moorhill Mount Academy, and here's Hannah Cody with it. Over to Audrey. Hill dribbles with the left hand, kind of fins off the defender with the right. Kicks it over to Folsom. She'll step inside. Goes for 14. It won't drop. Rebound, Lucy Noel. Here comes Jefferson County North. Chargers race down. Lucy into the lane. Shot is up, missing. The rebound is going to be saved by Jaycean, and then lost on the bounce out on top. Back it comes to MHMA. So the Lady Ravens with yet another opportunity to get something on the board as they trail by 10. 20 seconds to go in quarter one. Here's Cody. Looks left. doesn't have anything there, brings it out on top to Audrey. Hill doubled up at the top. Back over goes to Cody. She'll feed inside. Her pass is going to be batted away. Try to get into Phoebe, but up with it will come. Chasing in. Chargers into the forecourt. Dish it to the left side. The long two, airborne and off. Rebound, Phoebe. No, make that Lucy. That's Lucy Bradfell with the rebound and the shot at the buzzer. Unsuccessful. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter in Winchester. We got a timeout on the floor after one in this NEKL ball game. It is Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 16. Barnhill Mount Academy 6.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Welcome back to Winchester. Good to have you along. Joseph in the studio. Tom comes with you courtside. We go to the second quarter. Jefferson County North and the ladies game out in front, 16-6. Guys game coming up after this one, so don't get away. MHMA in the opening quarter led by Lucy Bradfield with 4 points. Hannah Cody with two. We're going to see a return, and we will, I think. We're going to see if we've got Capri out there, and we do not. So Capri Kettner is still sidelined with that. What? May have been a little bit of a tweaked ankle. And now the ball is going to be snapped away, and it's going to be off. Jefferson County North. Cody will be putting in play here at midcourt. So you got Hannah Cody out of the court for MHMA with Audrey Hill. Over on the far side, that's going to be Phoebe Kettner, left wing. In the middle is going to be Caitlin Folsman working the baseline right now, Lucy Bradfield. Just underway in the second quarter. Here's Audrey, kicks it over to the right to Cody, pass inside, stepped in front of it, stolen away. Tried to get it to Phoebe, but anticipating the pass, Riley Thompson coming up with a steal. JC, we'll jump it over to the right side. Do we get a travel? Wait a minute. Yeah, they're going to call the travel on JC, and we're going to see Capri back into the ball game, and she will be in for Phoebe, so. Capri Kettner returns to the floor. 7.5 to go in the half. To the right side, Folsom way out in the deep corner, the baseline right. To Audrey, feeds to Capri. She'll go three, can't get it. Rebound in the middle, nicely done. Follow shot, won't go. Rebound out of play. It's Charger basketball. The turnaround underneath would not go in for Capri. She's still looking for her first point here tonight. A minute gone in the second quarter. The feed into the lane. The Ponic away shot is up and no good. Lady Ravens coming up with a rebound. Kicker will run into the forecourt. She seems to be A-OK. Now she's going to stumble, fall to the floor. Quickly climbs back to her feet. Audrey kicks it down to the left baseline to Bradfield. Back out of top for Hill. It's rolling, rolling, rolling. And it's going to go all the way into the backcourt near the baseline. And it's going to go out of bounds. And we'll see it's Morehill Mount Academy ball from there. 6:47 to play. Opening quarter, Chargers are getting set to bring Taylor Schrick back into the game. Skip pass over to the left side to Folsom, goes into the lane to Capri, twists and turns and leans and kicks it off to Whitman, gets it. First bucket of the ball game for Capri. And the first points in a very long time for the Lady Ravens. Their last score was 4:10 to play in the opening quarter, so they have gone, gosh, a little over 5 minutes without a point. The shot is up, in and out, no. And these two teams have cooled way off offensively. 16-8, JCN. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Kettner drives in, kicks it back. Folsom's long range shot up, no good. Kettner with a rebound and falling forward, tumbles to the floor yet again, and this time will be whistle for the travel. Back in for MHMA. We're going to see Megan Hunley come in for Audrey. Put in the ball and playing for the Lady Chargers, Taylor Schrick, and here comes Lucy Noel. Lucy skips it into the lane. The kick to the outside. The long two. Nope. Rebound tipped around is on the floor. Jason is going to recover it and save it. Carly Porter out on top to Lucy for three. No. Rebound, JCN. Follow shot, no. Rebound, tipped around, and it's going to be down at the baseline. It's recovering the ball and then stepping on the strike. MHME is going to give it back. Good hustle by Megan Hundley, but with a foot on the line, back it's going to come to Jefferson County North. Lady Chargers pass it off on top. Lucy dumps it over to the right side. Taylor Schrick looks into the middle. Skip pass back over to the left to Gwen. Again, no shot clocks here. Still optional for schools at this class size, although we've been to a lot of places who've got them. Here's a three for Lucy. No, no. Rebound, Capri. She'll pick up the ball. She'll raise it up the court. Drives down the right side, all the way to the baseline. One, two, three, four steps. Shots up, no good. Rebound is going to be loose. It's going to be saved by Jeff Norris. And in the backcourt, I think a little bit frustrated Lady Ravens picking up a foul. It'll be Caitlin Folsom trying to steal the ball back. It'll be her first foul, and it'll be team foul one of the second quarter by either club. And now Morehead Academy is going to drop off that full court pressure, and they're going to set up their defense at the top of the key. With 4:55 to go in the first half, baseline runner. Right side, no. Rebound, Folsom. She gets it away to Kentner. Lady Ravens coming up the floor. Capri goes top of the lane, swings it over to the left side. Cody back to Kentner. Dumps it right. Folsom stops, drives, feeds in the middle. Kentner all alone. There's the layup up and good. Capri with all of the team's second quarter points. It is now 16-10. 4.5 to go in the first half. Ball's batted away. Lucy has a shot deflected. Loose on the floor, rolling around after it. We're going to get a jump ball finally. Are we going to get timeout? We're looking for control. Steve Noel gets the timeout, and we're going to take a break. Time out of the corner, the 4:20 mark of the opening half in Winchester. It's the girls' game. Where's MHMA trailing JCN 16-10.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Welcome back to the Jefferson County North Campus here in Winchester, Kansas. 4:20 to go in the first half. Lady Chargers have the basketball. They'll go to the right side. The shot goes up, and it's going to be missed. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Jefferson County North. Out of the corner right now for JCN. Who we got out there? Gwen Blattner and Emma Marie Hernandez is out of the floor. Got Taylor Schrick out there with Riley Thompson. And who am I missing here? That's been Gwen. Oh, got to pick up Reese Knoll down here. The feed underneath the Folsom. Double team goes up with a shot. Horsed it up and draws the foul. Comes away to the free throw line with a broad smile. And when she was able to make that happen, it'll be the second foul tonight by Taylor Schrick. Now, Caitlin, looking for her first point of the ballgame, is 0-2 at the line. This one is up, and she'll bury it. So Folsom is on the board, and JCN's lead continues to evaporate. It is now 16-11. And that one is not going to fall. Rebound, Heckner. She'll drag a foot, no travel call, picks up the ball, steps up inside, puts it up and in. 16-13. Capri has 6 points, all of them here in the second quarter. JCN goes into the lane. Contact, a whistle, a foul, and free throws. There's a looking over into the middle of the floor. The foul is going to be on the Lady Ravens. It'll be Phoebe Kickner picking up that foul. And the free throw clanks off, no good. JCN has not scored in this quarter. And we're already at 3 minutes and 42 to go before halftime. So they are on a long scoreless streak. Second free throw fails also. And a rebound's going to be pulled down by the Lady Ravens. Here comes Cody. Dumps it over to the left side. Back out on top to Hannah. Starts down the right side of the lane. Puts it back behind her. Gets it there to Megan. To Cody. To Hunley. She'll bounce it into the middle. It's going to be stolen. Jane Sheehan with the steal. And up the floor. That nice job by Hunley to steal it back. Palms it over a little bit. And yeah, there's your double dribble. Official says she double dribbled. But really, she got her hand underneath it and brought it clear up over the top. The result is all the same at 3:19 to go in the half. Jane Sheehan continues to have a scoreless second quarter. Inbound it comes. 16-footer. Way short. And a foul by Capri. Foul number one for Capri Keckner this evening. We saw Morehouse Mount Academy up at Donovan West a week or so ago, and Capri saw her time very limited because she got into some pretty serious foul trouble kind of early on. Okay, they're going to change that. They got it on Capri. That's who they called it on. That's the correct call. Coach Steve Nolan was up making sure that it was on the right person. And yet another shot missing for JCN is Carly Porter up at the free throw line. She's got one more shot. Lady Chargers still looking for that elusive first point. They're not going to get it there. And the long rebound turned away by the Lady Ravens. Capri brings it down the court. Out on top to Audrey. Phoebe will cut across the right. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Hunley. Here's Caitlin, 3 minutes to go in the half. MHMA with a basketball. It is a one-possession game of 16-13. Now the pass number is going to be stolen. Here comes JCN. Drive it. Shooting. And there's your bucket. First point of the second quarter are going to belong for JCN to Karina. And it is 18-13. 2 minutes and 40 to go before intermission. Folsom comes out on top. Hill goes from 17, a little wide to the right side, and a rebound beneath the rim. Coming away to JCN. Flying up the court. Left side, Lucy. Bounces it off on top. Riley Thompson into the lane. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Capri. Defender's getting down the floor quickly in front of her. Capri will go in from the right side, as she will typically do, and lays it up and in. Keckner with eight in this quarter, and it's 18-15. 2:14 mark of the opening half. MHMA with a player at the scorer's table is Lucy Bradfield, getting set to return to the floor. JCN has two players at the table. The feed goes into the lane. The kick went to the right side. The running shot. We get another push. We get another Raven foul. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. And this one is going to be on Phoebe Keckner. It'll be her second MHMA team foul four of the second quarter. We're 2 minutes left in the half. Now we've got the game being held up a little bit. MHMA head coach Luke Knoll is, I think, explaining something and trying to give one of the officials a little insight here. How many fouls on 24 again? Correct. One. Lady Ravens are going to bring Lucy Bradfield back into the game. They're also going to bring free throw. Got it. So Lucy getting a couple of free throws right there, and it's 20-15, and a minute 50 to go, first half. The pass to the middle is going to be batted around. It's loose on the floor, batted out on top, and it's people reaching and shoving a person for the ball. It's going to go against Jefferson County North. And it's official from the far side saying the foul is going to be on Carly Porter, her second foul of the game. That's the first call that guy's made tonight. The other two officials have been making all of them, but you got to get in the rotation here. 1:48 to go in the half. Inbound it comes to Caitlin. The defender reaches in, ties her up, jump ball. And as Caitlin Folsom brings the ball down below the waist, reaching in, a much smaller defender ties her up, jump ball possession Ravens. Put a minute 45 to go in the half. The feed comes in to Folsom, who travels with the basketball. And again, excellent defense. Caitlin was trying to walk around to the left side. She started swooping up with the left hand for the shot. The defender got in front of her. Held the ball down, no body contact, and Folsom guilty of the travel. inside of it at 40 to go in the half. Back up with it, it's going to come Jefferson County to win it. They hold on to a five-point lead. They've led by as many as 10. The feed into the lane. The skip out on top. We're going to get a travel inside. Yeah. Getting tangled up underneath to the Lady Chargers. Carly Porter just could not get away from the defender. Now Carly's going to come out for Riley Thompson. Minute and a half to go in the half. Northeast Kansas League high school basketball ladies game going on right now. The guys game coming up after this, but right this moment, we're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's take it, Joseph. 1:27 to go before intermission. It is Jeff North, 20, Longhill Mount Academy, 15.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
As we return, coming out of the timeout, Longhill Mount Academy is going to have Phoebe Keckner, Capri Keckner, Caitlin Folsom, Hannah Cody, and Lucy Bradfield out there. MHMA puts the ball in play. The cross-court pass is tipped. So the Ravens able to control it back. Now the pass in the middle for Capri. It's knocked away. It's on the floor. Three players down there. A jump ball. It will belong to Jefferson County North. 70 seconds left in the opening half. Lucy brings it in, and Hernandez brings it up. Into the forecourt, back it goes to Lucy Knoll. Right side, the long two, airborne and short. Rebound is going to be off the floor. Lucy picks it up. Here's a three from dead away. Won't go. Rebounded underneath. It's on the floor. Being chased after. Players grab it up. Jump ball call. This time it's going to go to the Ravens. Audrey Hills coming back into the game for MHMA along with Megan Hundley. They're going to take Cody out, and they're going to take Bradfield out. 50 seconds left in the half. Hundley handling the ball now. She shifted to the one. Audrey goes to the two. Audrey left side, not even looking at the rim. Cross court, it goes right side to Phoebe. Back out on top. Got Capri crossing underneath. Capri's almost playing at the five when you've got Folsom moving over to the four in the power forward spot. And now, as the ball comes into the right side for Keckner, we're going to get a foul called MHMA. Defending from behind, the foul is going to be on JCN, and it'll be the first by Riley Thompson. 26 seconds left in the half. And again, remember, at JCN, here in Winchester, there is no shot clock. So they can take whatever time they feel like taking. It comes into Phoebe, jump shot, air ball. Rebound is going to get away, go out of bounds, and it is going to be Charger basketball. 22 seconds left in the half. Jefferson County North has 4 points in this quarter. Looking in, Lucy with no room. The step in for the baseline. It's off the window a couple of times. Won't go in. Rebound. Hold down. Ravens are going to have it. 3 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. Now they're just going to take a three-quarter court shot and almost goes over the top of the backboard, and that will bring us to intermission. We're halftime in Winchester, and we'll return to summarize it for you as the teams are headed for the locker room. It is Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 20, MHMA 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi. Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Teams have come out of the locker room. They're warming up a little bit. Don't forget, we've got the Blaze game coming up next. A quick look at the scoring in the first half. First of all, for MHMA, Capri Hector, after a scoreless opening quarter, put 8 on the board in the second. Following her, Lucy Bradfield with 4-2 for Hannah Cody and Caitlin Folsom with 1. JCN is being paced by Lucy Knoll with a half a dozen. And again, JCN leading at 20-15. No player with more than 2 fouls on either team. We're taking a break. We'll be back to get the second half of the ladies' game and then the guys' matchup. But right now, again, with that intermission score, JCN 20, MHMA 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment as Marjo Mount Academy is on the road visiting JCN. Coming up tomorrow, we've got high school basketball action for you right here at Hot Country 93.7 on a Wednesday night. It's Atchison at Leavenworth. The game has got a early start, according to my notes here. It says that it's going to start at 5:45 tomorrow evening for the girls' game. The boys will follow. Then we've also got on Thursday the big Candy Cane Cash Grand Prize drawing. Tune in to make sure if you've got your name in the box that you might be taking home that cool cash. We've got Sports Look following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. That's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Then we'll have Coach's Insight with Atchison, Marjo Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN featured. Friday night brings us to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS at Valley Falls. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back with the scores as I have them.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years.
and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area in the girls' game. At the half, Silver Lake is leading Rossville 41-15. Holton is leading Perry LeCompton currently with 24 points to Perry LeCompton's 16 at the half in the girls' game. Hiawatha is above Sabetha 36-7 right now. And it's a very tight knit game in the Onega Jackson Heights game. It's Onega 22, Jackson Heights 21. In this game right here, we've got JCN at 20 points to Marhill Mount Academy's 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 40. Highs around 48 Thursday with a slight chance for showers. 48 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40 degrees and fair in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 69%. The dew point is 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.89 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back here to Winchester as the ball comes in. Feinstein puts up a quick shot, won't drop. Here comes MHMA. Seconds into the second half, it is a 20-15 lead for Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, back at the Care Sports Studio, handling business at halftime. Joseph, thank you, man. Here's MHMA. They'll drive into the lane, kick it back out on top. Bolsonaro launch the 3-minute rims out. No good. Here comes JTN. Chargers into the forecourt. They'll kick it over to the right side. The attack on the rim. The scoot across the baseline left. Starting into the lane. Bounce pass on top. Squaring up. Launching three. Off the back. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Lady Ravens. And here comes Megan Hundley. Bound on top. It'll go to Hannah. Cody over to the left side to Folsom. Now they got Folsom playing up at the wing. They moved it maybe to a three now. And the ball is in the middle. It's on the floor and rolling around. It's got to be loose. Picked back up again. Underneath, it's blocked. And again, we've got Capri lying on the floor. One of her teammates comes over to help her to her feet. And she is going to, is she going to stay in? Got Coach Noel down here. Going to check on her. I would think not. Yeah, she's coming out. She's going to walk to the locker room. Apparently, she just left the floor. All right, that foul. It's going to be the first of the ball game by Lucy. And the free throw for Morehouse Academy is up and good for Megan Hundley. Megan's got her first point of the game. Sends this one right in there. An unconventional style, but an outstanding outcome, and it's 20-17. 6:40 to go. Third quarter. Stepping inside the lane. The shot is going to be up off the window, but too strong. Getting her own rebound. Following it up. Nobody. We're going to have a Raven foul underneath. And that is going to put JCN and Karina coming to the free throw line. The foul is on to Caitlin Folsom. It is only her second of the game. And at the line for the Lady Chargers, Karina Johnson. The junior sends it. Airborne and perfect. That'll be the fifth point of the ball game for Karina and the first point of the second half by Jefferson County North, 21-17. Second free throw, off the back, no offensive rebound, followed up, no foul. Pulled back down by JCN, the long two, no rebound, Raven. Cody coming up the floor. She's bringing it up, everybody proceeds her into the forecourt. They'll go over to the right side to Hundley. Out of top to Cody. Back over to Hundley. Back over again to Cody. And they're going to say she shoveled her feet a little bit before she got that pass away. And Lady Ravens are going to turn it over with the travel. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Not a lot of points. Matter of fact, not a field goal yet in the second half. Two free throws for Morehouse Academy. One free throw for JCN. And that's been the length of it. And here's a shot from in the middle. It's up and deflected away. Back up, but it will come. MHMA, the officials allowing a little more contact, it seems like, here in the second half. The skip pass in the middle. Doc Green stole it. Jefferson County North coming up the floor. Driving in, twisting, turning, knocked to the floor. That was enough to initiate a foul call. Is it on Phoebe? No. It's going to be on Hannah Cody. Her first. Lady Ravens, team foul two of the third quarter. At the line, Karina. She was 1 of 2 a moment ago at the free throw line. This one, no. Audrey Hill coming back in, and Audrey is going to come in and replace Hannah. Second free throw, yes. So Karina is going to pick up one. It is now 22-17. 5:44 to go. Third quarter and still neither team has scored from the field yet. Audrey Hill will take it on the right wing. Comes up on top of Hundley. Over to left to Phoebe Kickner. Her pass is going to be bounded free and sold away. Lucy gets a hand on it. Here comes JCN. All the way down to the baseline. They'll kick it to the corner. Rotate it to the top. Reverse the ball back over to the right side in front of head coach Steve Nolan. The JCN bench. The feed off the left block. On the floor once. The shot is up. Count it in a one. Hitting the bucket off the drive. The foul is going to be on Lucy. So for Lucy Bradfield, the Raven junior, it'll be foul number two. It'll be team foul three for Morehouse Academy. Hundley comes out. Lucy Bradfield comes out. And Capri Kettner reappears from the locker room, and she's back out of the floor. Second free throw is up and good. So JCN, Carly. Carly Porter completes the conventional three-point play, pushing it to a 25-17 Raven lead at 5:15 to play in quarter three. Long cross court, Phoebe out on top. It comes to Cody, who's back in, steps into the lane, feeds it inside, wanting to get it to Caitlin. Folsom will take it, twist and turn, and gets the underhand shot up and in. Caitlin Folsom with her first point from the floor. She's got three, hit a free throw back in the second quarter, and it's 25-19. 4:44 to go in the third. JCN goes left, comes out on top. Taylor has it. Schrick a little behind the back, bounce past, the shot for the baseline is going to be up, but it's not going to drop. Rebounding it down, Raven. All five defenders for JCN are into the forecourt, while all five Raven offensive players are in the backcourt on that trip up. Here's a feed to Folsom. She has a defender reach in, nearly pulls the ball away. No jump ball called, and a shot from the outside. Air ball goes out of bounds on the fly without having touched rim or backboard. It'll come back in again to the Chargers. Jeff North is going to make three substitutions off the dead ball. And here comes the JCN. Quinn Plattner coming into the forecourt. Knifes into the lane. Right-handed layup. Misses the shot. Draws the foul. Coming to the line. That will be Phoebe Keckner's third foul. It'll be JCN's fourth foul of the third quarter. And coming to the line, going to be Karina. Free throw, no. So Karina Johnson fighting that free throw line a little bit. She's 2 of 5 here in this quarter. This one, in and out, no. Rebound in the corner, and it's going to go out of play, and it's going to be off the Lady Ravens. JCN putting it in play right in front of their fan base across the way from us as we are midway through quarter three. Karina brings it in, out on top. For JCN, gets it way up high to Hernandez. Brings it back to Karina. The feed over to the right block. The pass across the baseline. Oh, nice steal by Audrey Hill. And then the ball is going to be taken away from her, and she reaches in and ties it up, and we get a jump ball call. Nice little defensive play by Audrey at 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Putting the ball in play from the backcourt. It is brought in by Capri Keckner and brought up court by Hannah Cody. Hannah will go into the lane, stop. Out on top, it'll go to Audrey. And here's Cody for three. A little wide, and it's going to go out of bounds on the fly. Ravens having trouble getting it zeroed in a little bit from the outside. MHMA with 3 points in this quarter. 2 of 2 at the free throw line by Megan Hundley and Caitlin Folsom with a 2-point shot. 3:20 to go, third quarter. To the free throw line, back to the top. Sidestepping the defender, kick pass to the perimeter, driving down to the baseline, and the ball is going to be lost away. Ravens are going to steal it, take it back away by JCN. Shot is going to be blocked, followed up by JCN, and a foul by the Ravens. Their whistle. It's going to be on Capri Keckner. It is only her second foul of the game, but it'll be MHMA's fifth of the quarter. And that will put Taylor Schrick, who has not yet scored tonight, it's going to put her in at the free throw line. Free throws up. No good. One more shot coming up for Taylor. So Schrick will hit one of the two, making it a 26-19 lead. 3:10 to go, quarter three. Ravens over to the left side. Folsom goes across, doesn't have a shot. Cody may have traveled, no whistle now. Speed into the middle, ball's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds, it'll be off Jeff North. Ravens are going to have it into the baseline. Back into the MHMA lineup is going to come the junior Megan Hundley. Megan comes in and she's going to switch out with Hannah Cody. Audrey Hill brings it in. Capri, little jumper for two. Capri Keckner now with double figure scoring. And it's 26-21. 2:50 to go in the third. Ravens in their standard zone here. Skip to the baseline. The long two. Buried. For JCN, Taylor Schrick has her third point of the game. It is 28-21. Phoebe feeds in the middle, and we get a foul off the basketball. It's going to be on Jeff North. Foul is going to be on Taylor Schrick. That'll be her third. She is the first JCN player to pick up a third personal foul. It'll be team foul two for the Lady Chargers here in the third quarter. And again, a trio of substitutions coming in for Jeff North. Audrey Hill's going to do inbounding. Feeds it in to Capri. It's going to be a little too hot for her to handle. Hanging it up is going to be Lucy Noel. Into the forecourt, Jeff North with the basketball. Lucy will bring it off on top. A little head fake, sidestep. Lucy down to the baseline. Lobs it off on top. Squaring up from 17. Count it. That is Gwen Blackner with four. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with head coach Luke Noel and MHMA. We've got 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Jeff North, 30. MHMA, 21.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Seconds ago in the third quarter. Happy to have you with us here in Winchester tonight. Northeast Kansas League high school basketball. Jefferson County North playing host to Moore Hill Mount Academy ladies game. Finds a home team in front. JCN in front, 30-21. It will be Raven basketball coming in play from deep in the backcourt. Audrey Hill brings it in, and Megan Huntley brings it up. Comes out on top again to Audrey. She goes left. Puts it back behind her. And a little failure to get stopped in time. And just now into the game for the Ravens, we got a freshman. I have not seen Leah Green play. JCN with the ball with 1:50 to go. Get past to the right block. Now the ball is on the floor. And Capri dives on it, ties it up, jump ball, possession, Jeff North. Hannah Cody coming back into the game for the Ravens, along with Lucy Bradfield. And a brief stint for Leah Green. Leah coming out, Audrey Hill's going to check out for those two substitutions. JCN looking to bring it, still looking to bring it, still having trouble now. Comes out on top, Lucy, nice into the lane, goes up, misses the shot. Rebound, saved underneath. Reverse layup. Behind the back layup is up and good. That was a pretty shot by Jefferson County North, and give that bucket to Riley Thompson, her fourth point of the game. She had not scored since the opening quarter. It is now a double-digit lead at 32-21, the largest advantage for JCN so far. There's a arm push at Capri Kekos. He's diving around. A little forearm shiver. The crowd reacts, and the official reacts, because it was very obvious. Not Capri's coming over and asking the official, what did I do? Looking for a little explanation for the origin of that foul. It will be Capri's third foul of the game. 32-21. 1:11 and counting to go during the third quarter. Jeff North with the basketball, and the official coming over here, and we're getting it cleared up. It's going to be a jump ball. We're going to call it tied up. Jump ball is going to be the call, and it's going to come back too. Far Hill Mount Academy. So Hannah will bring it in, and here it comes. Capri Kechter bringing it up. Goes over the left side to Cody. Megan Hundley back in the game. Cody backing into the lane. Gets cut off. Lobs over to Folsom, and a defender trying to get in front of Caitlin, but just giving up too much height. Caitlin quite tall. Has a great reach. The foul is going to be on JCN, and Riley Thompson will have her second of the night. In the last minute now, the shot from underneath is going to hit the bottom of the backboard off the hand of Cody. Here comes JCN. Chargers will race it down the left side. Put it out on top right here in the center circle. Karina Johnson, little right-hand dribble, skips it into the lane. Goes back to Karina. She'll go baseline. The runner's up and good. Karina Johnson. 34-21. Half a minute to go in the third. Here's Folsom with it. Can't get a shot away. Goes to Capri. She'll take one. Hits the rim. Long rebound on the floor. It's going to be saved by Cody. MHMA's got to maintain control of the basketball. Folsom brings it to the free throw line. Can't get that shot. From the left side, the shot is up and short. Offensive rebound underneath. Followed up. No, but Kechner's going to come to the free throw line. Having been fouled. 9 seconds left in the third. A foul is going to be on the Lady Chargers, and Gwen Blattner has her first of the game. Coming to the free throw line, Capri Kechner. Hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. She scored at 10 points, 8 of them in the second quarter. This free throw hits the front of the rim, bounces off the backboard, and then caroms away. One more shot for Capri. And it's in. 34-22. 8 seconds, 7. They're running on the other end of the court. No. Rebound, Ravens. They got plenty of time. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. And they're not going to get the shot. That will bring us to the end of three. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up here in Winchester. The score, Jefferson County North 34, Moore Hill Mount Academy 22.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
North puts the basketball in play. They lead by a dozen. It's 34-22. Welcome back, everybody. Here's a driving shot from the right side, and the finger rolls up again by Riley Thompson. She's at 6. 36-22. 14-point advantage, the largest of the ball game for either team. Ravens have a little bit of a hill to climb. Moore Hill Mount Academy coming into the game tonight at 3-2 on the season. JCN comes in at 1-3. Now a little hopping move into the lane by Caitlin Folsom. Can't make it fall. Rebound, JCN. Chargers down the floor. Come off on top. Little skip pass way up high. Got to be handled there by Karina. Karina Johnson, the junior point guard, the junior one, if you will. JCN is being very patient with the ball. They've got it above the three-point ring. Does not take the shot. It's a push and a shove and a little frustration maybe, and that'll be the fourth foul of the game for Capri Kechner. A minute gone in the fourth. It's still 36-22 for Hill Mount Academy. JCN was at left side, way out near the 28-foot mark. The drive to the baseline. The play off the screen. The shot is up and no. And the rebound coming down to the Ravens. Kechner will race it up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Hundley. Back out on top. Cody tries a little head fake. The defense doesn't bite. Here's Hundley down low. The shot by Folsom. She'll hit it from the outside. But for Caitlin Paulson, she's got a free throw, one abort. She's got a two-point shot in the third quarter. Now she's got a three. So she's got the trifecta going here. Here's a jumper from the outside. It's up and no good. The follow shot is up and no good. And rebound going down. It's going to be MHMA, 36-25. 6:10 to go in the ladies' game tonight. Here's a three for Cody. No. Rebound, Folsom. No. But they're going to say a foul. We'll put Caitlin on the line. The whistle is going to be on Jefferson County North's Riley Thompson. It is her third foul of the game. She's the second JCM player to pick up a third. And Caitlin Folsom, who's 1-4 at the free throw line tonight, puts this one up and doesn't get it. Caitlin with that three-point shot a moment ago is now at 6 points tonight, wearing the mismatched socks and the pink shoes. Second free throw fails, and a rebound pulled down by Kettner. She will try to lean in, can't get it, goes to Cody, who goes in and up and misses it. Rebound Kettner, follows it up and gets her in. Capri at 13 points, and it's 36-27. 5:50 to go. The feed inside, the ball's on the floor, and a push is going to be called on the Lady Chargers. And that will now be the fourth foul by Riley Thompson. JCN is going to bring Emery Hernandez, Taylor Schrick, and Reese Noel back into the game. Reese Noel, she got her club off to that hot, hot start back in the opening quarter, knocking down a pair of threes. The freshman hitting from the outside, but hasn't scored since then. 5:40 to go in the game now. Ravens have the basketball down only now by 9. Over to the left side. Here's a long shot. Nope. Offensive board. Nope. Rebound offensive board. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to be Raven basketball. So 3 shots missed for the Ravens. First by Bradfield. Second by Capri. And the third by Folsom. But none of them at short range would go in. Here's a long 2, and it's good for the baseline left, and that is Lucy Bradfield. So Lucy has 6, has not scored since the opening quarter. MHMA pulling ever closer, 36-29. On the inbound, the ball's going to be batted away, and Jason will be putting it in play now from the far sideline where it was knocked out of bounds. Ravens putting on a lot of full court pressure. It'll come in play in the backcourt. MHMA pressure to basketball. Coach Noel taking a timeout. He's not happy with his team fighting this tight defense full court. And we're taking a break, Joseph. 5:07 to go in the game. It is Jeff North in front, 36-29.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Seven to go in the ball game. The girls' game, the guys' game is still coming up here on Carrot, so stick around. Against the full court pressure, JC and puts the ball in play and is going to turn it over. Badly thrown into the backcourt. Here come the Ravens, and their pass in the middle is going to be stolen by Taylor Schrick. Taylor comes up with the basketball and brings it up the floor on the transition. Pulls up from 14, rolls it. It hung and bounced and heatered on the rim, and then it falls in. Taylor has 5. 38-29. JCN, 4.5 to go. Here's Cody. Goes left side. Lucy for another long 2. That one doesn't go. Capri with a rebound. Twists, turns, changes direction. Gets the hook shot, and a plus 1. So 4. Capri Keckner, now 15 points. It will be the third foul of the game for Karina Johnson. And Keckner looking at the conventional three-point play. And hits it. She has a really nice free throw shot. It's high and arcing a very smooth. Now driving down, the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds by Folsom. It is 38-32. The JC in 14-point lead just a few minutes ago has been cropped all the way down to 6. 4:20 to go in the game. Chargers bringing it in at their baseline. And the inbound bounce pass knocked away by Capri. And it's going to come back in again to Jefferson County North. Doing the inbounding is Reese Noel. Out on top, jump shot, no. Long rebound, pulled down by Cody. She's racing up the floor. Two defenders beat her to the other end. And her driving shot, good. Nice play by Hannah. Cody's fourth point of the game. JCN really having trouble with this full court pressure. They get the ball into the forecourt, looking, and it's going to be thrown away. Another turnover. All along on the other end of the floor, just down there waiting for someone to throw it to her. Capri for two more. JCN is in some trouble. It's 38-36. Ravens batting back. Into the forecourt it comes. We're still 3:40 to play. The feed in the lane. On the court one time. And we're going to get a Raven foul. Folsom, very upset, thinking it's on her, and I'm not sure that it is. It is. Caitlin will have only her third foul, so she's in no great jeopardy. And for the Ravens, it is team foul two. And with 3:42 to go in the contest, Lady Chargers at the free throw line. Long look, shot up, perfect. I'm going to tell you what, Reese Noel, we haven't seen much play time from her. She's only a freshman. So I can tell you what, she can shoot the basketball. She hit a couple of threes back in the opening quarter. Hits her first free throw there. Second free throw is good. Makes it a 40-36 ball game. 3.5 left. Here come the Ravens. Looking for Folsom. Can't get it to her. Out on top, it'll go to Cody. Back over to the right side. Bradfield, jump shot. Knocks it down for three. I'll tell you what, Lucy shot them well from the outside. That is her 9th point of the game. JCN into the forecourt with a skip pass with a 1-point lead. 40-39. 3:10 to play. They were up 14 at the beginning of this quarter. Here's a turnaround baseline shot way off the mark. JCN not showing a lot of patience and having a hard time with the full court press. Now, from our Hillman Academy, an opportunity to take a lead. They haven't had one in a long, long time. They're going to get a timeout. We're taking a break with Coach Luke Knoll. 2 minutes and 57 to go in the ladies' game. It is Jeff North, 40, for Hillman Academy, 39.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
Welcome back to Winchester. 2:57 to play in the girls' game. Well, we got one that's going to come right down to the wire. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, Jefferson County North had a 14-point lead. Since then, they've been outscored 17-4. And Morgan Mount Academy is with the basketball and an opportunity to take a lead that they have not had since, well, I'm looking back at my score sheet. They've never had a lead. Skip pass on top, working against the zone. They're looking to keep it out of the middle. Here's a feed. The ball's loose. It's on the floor. JC reaches in, ties it up, and tumbling backward for the Ravens. Lucy Bradfield climbs her feet. She's okay. Jump ball comes back in again to MHMA. It'll be inbounded by Hannah Cody. Cody brings it in. Here's a shot. It's a three. Way too strong. And a rebound. Ravens are going to save it. Now it's going to be knocked away, and now it's going to be Taylor Strick picking up another foul. For Taylor, it'll be 4. So for Jeff North, both Riley Thompson and now Taylor Strick saddled with four personal fouls and a long way to go yet, and there's 2:37 on the scoreboard clock. 40-39, Jefferson County North in front. Taylor Schrick is going to exit the game for a moment as Reese Knoll, the hot shooting freshman, comes in. It comes in for the Ravens. It's a two up and missing air ball, and on the rebound, it's put back in. The official waves it off and says no shot. Apparently, there was a foul prior, and it is going to be on Jefferson County North. Gwen Blattner, her second, and that's going to put Capri Kinkner at the free throw line, and Capri is an outstanding free throw shooter who's looking to put her team in front for the first time tonight. This one, short. But she can tie it up. Chargers putting Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick back in the game. Both of them with four fouls each. So Coach Steve Noll is going to ride their experience. The shot is up and good by Kechner, and we are tied at 40. It's going to be a two-and-a-half-minute ball game. Baseline jump shot up too strong. Rebounding it down, MHMA. Palm of the ball over the top, no whistle. Into the forecourt. Hannah goes right side, Folsom. Out on top, Capri. She'll go in, lose the handle, falls to the floor, and they're going to say the ball bumped a JCN player as it goes out of bounds. You can hear the groans from the Charger faithful. They are not happy with that call, and now Coach Steve Noll is looking to make an offense-defense switch. And now they're going to change it. See, the crowd groaned, and now Luke Noll is really upset. He takes one of the officials, the one closest to him, by the arm and says, whoa, whoa, how did you just reverse the possession? And here's a baseball pass to the other end of the floor, and that was a bad inbound. It's going to be stolen back by the Ravens, and now stolen back by Lucy. Here comes Lucy Noll. Feeds over to the left side. The drive, the shot, it's up, no good. Rebound underneath, pulled down by the Ravens. Capri twisting, turning, valiantly trying to get the ball away. Gets into the block, don't work, 2 minutes of play. Kinkner feeds it over to the left side to Cody. Cody on the floor, once, twice. Look to get it out on top, gets it there to Folsom up to the high post. Kinkner would like to take the shot, doesn't. Cody looks to feed into the middle with a minute 45 left. Ball game tied at 40. Kechner on top. Back over to the left Bradfield. She's had the hot hand and buries a three at the end. How about Lucy? It is suddenly 43-40. And now a huge collision in the backcourt. And we're going to get another Raven foul. This one is going to be on Megan Hunley. Megan whistled for the foul. It'll be the Ravens' third of the fourth quarter. And we've got a minute 34 to go. JC with a basketball trailing for the first time in the game. They're down three. What a job by Lucy Bradfield. There's a feed underneath. The shot goes up. It misses. The Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes MHMA and head coach Rufo taking a timeout. And the Ravens, again, remember, no shot clock here in Winchester. They do not have to shoot for the rest of the game. We're just going to see what happens with a minute 16 to go in the contest. Time out of the floor. It's Morehead Mount Academy 43, Jeff North 40.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
As we return to Winchester, Kansas, the fourth quarter has been a nightmare for head coach Steve Dolan. It's just the kind of North Lady Chargers. Morehead Mount Academy, hold on to your hat. They have outscored JCN 21-4 in the fourth quarter. And now with a three-point lead, they have the basketball in play. They'll get into the fourth quarter. We got a minute 10 to go in the game. Here's Capri Kechner with it. Lobs it off on top. Megan Hundley. And JCN is going to go four, or rather, MHMA is going to go four corners. They're just, again, going to run time. Kicks it over to Capri. Now her pass is knocked loose. It's on the floor. Crawling around. Chargers tie it up. And We get a jump ball call. Possession, Jefferson County North. So James Dean again is going to make the offense-defense switch. As again, it's going to be Riley Thompson and Taylor Strick coming back into the game. 50 seconds left. James Dean with the ball, trailing by three. The skip into the right side of the lane. It's loose on the floor. Hannah Cody steals it away. Here comes Morgan Academy in the Chargers with another turnover. 40 seconds left. At the top, it's going to be Keckner. And we have a foul by JCN. It's going to be on Lucy Knoll, her second, and that will put Capri on the line. If you are Jefferson County North, Capri Keckner is not who you want to put at the line. She is such a good free throw shooter. The shot is good. And it is now a two-possession lead at 44-40. 37 seconds left. This one is up. Got it also. It's now a 23-4 fourth quarter run for the Ravens. Here's a runner by Lucy. Misses it. And JCN is now in panic mode. That shot went up very quickly. It was in a lot of traffic and then cut up the floor. We're going to get another Charger foul. Here's us coming over to the scorer's table. It's going to be another foul committed by Lucy. Here's her third. And Noel and the free throw is up. And one lap go in for Megan Huntley. She was 2-2 at the line before that. JCN is going to bring in Reese Noel. Here's a second free throw. Spins out, no good. Back up with the Bookum. Jefferson County North. They're down five. And they're going to get a timeout. That's good. Taking a break. 24 seconds to go in the girls' game. Morehamon Academy, 45, Jeff North, 40.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Goal.
We're going to be staying connected with Tom Kautz. I don't think he can hear us at the court, but we'll be trying to make contact again. We're going to stay continuously connected to him right now.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, guys, it appears we're having a little bit of technical difficulties connecting to Tom courtside. We're going to go ahead and close this out and attempt to reconnect to him. We'll get you the score as soon as possible. Due to technical difficulties, we terminated the broadcast there. The final was Marhill Mount Academy 46, JCN 43. This has been Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7, KAIR Horton Atchison.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.